Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. And hello, Twitter. Hello, everybody. This is Dove Knight. I wanted to tell you that Dove Knight's Matters Part 2 is coming out real soon, I think in 2 to 10 days. It has a new song, I Want You. And I enjoy singing the new song, so it's just going to be on the album. It's not going to be released as a single. It's just going to be released through the album. It is, my latest album that's been released. And I hope you can listen to it. I guess check out in 3 days or 4 days. If not, check out in 10 days. They said 2 to 10 days. I'm glad to be back. I'm coming sooner than I was supposed to because I thought the song would be released in March or April, and I was taking a break because of health issues. You know, we had COVID and we had all kinds of things, but I'm okay. Professional singer-songwriter who written so many songs, but especially sing them. For so many years, it's nice to bring out another album. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. So, because of the album and because of the distribution company wanting to release it earlier than expected, I'm on Twitter to tell you that the new album will be out. It's called Dove Knight Matters Part 2. It would be like a platinum cover with like a, you know, you'll see it. You're going to, when it comes out, I will let you know. So I will be on Twitter to inform all of you and everyone around the world. I am someone who's been doing music for so many years. And it's a joy to do. I'm a BMI ASCAP songwriter. I've been affiliated with BMI for so many years in ASCAP. So I register all these songs. You can look on the Broadcast Music Incorporated to see. I have been in my home on my keyboard creating new songs that I incorporated on BMI. And ASCAP, so hope you enjoy listening if they come out. Well, I must say, I don't know, but there's one particular song that I've written the lyrics in on the keyboard. I will hope to put out sometime this year, later this year. But I released so much over the last several years that, and I did as well as doing these podcasts, that it was, I think I released so much for a lifetime. So we will see what happens. But one thing I want to say is thank you for whoever is listening to me on Twitter in these podcasts, because it was a joy to communicate and be a part of this broadcast. Because creativity is where my origin is from, and that's why I went from Western New York, where I was born, Buffalo, New York, all the way came out to L.A., Hollywood, to be in the entertainment industry, to become a professional recording artist, and to make music. That's really what I came out here to do. I am in the Los Angeles, Hollywood metropolitan area, meaning I'm living nearby. And I've been doing that for years, and it's not just demos, performances, and so on, just finding thyself. Finding thyself in more ways than one. While there's other parts of my expression, and one of the part of my expression creatively is to speak the spoken word honestly. The other is to create and make music. And I released these songs and all these songs to the public for them to buy. It's one step forward time I create. And here's some of the songs that I made in the past that you listened to, or if you haven't heard, here's that song is "I Really Want to Be with You." It was such a joy to write dance music and about love. And here's a song that I released last year.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
That was I want to get to know you. Now those songs are, you know, they're a little different, but it's about me wanting to meet somebody. And it was a joy to, it's like fun and being positive, and it's about love. And I want to say that the new album will be kind of a little different. You know, usually I have like 4 rock songs and 4 pop songs. Now I got this new pop song. I would describe it as I Want You, the name of the title. It's a lot of ballad. I hope you like it. I'm going to say that my voice is pretty much uniquely what it is, unique. But it sounds pretty good. It's about wanting to meet my soulmate. That's what the lyrics in the song is about. So I hope you listen to that or these other songs. I played you 2 of my pop songs or dance songs. But one thing I know for sure, Tivoli is unique. At one time, and I had a very unique experience with a radio station who liked it, and then that was it. So, but I realized how positive Forever After Time is. That's my rock and roll style, because rock and roll came to me because I was a creative person, stemming from the experiences that I had. And one of them is that people prejudge me for the wrong reasons. You know, I came across, you know, I want to be positive, but people didn't know what to make of me because they were, some people just were ignorant. I have people who said that, you know, I should be making progress. I don't know what that means. That's kind of insulting, you know. And they, what they're doing, comparing me to somebody who's not aware or can't take care of themselves, because I can. It's a lot of people who have their own unique style, or the perception is from what I get is that people think I have my own style or a style that's not healthy, but I'm very healthy. The truth is we got to be aware by having experience being around different to truly understand this planet. And that's the way to be positive, not to be ignorant. Ignorance is prejudice, and lack of awareness, which could get people in trouble if they're not careful. And we have to be respectful of other people. And that's what I dealt with, simply because, you know, I was unique. You know. Again, my song Forever Through Time, which is my rock song about love. Yeah, I played it again, so to illustrate, the tool of putting together a song about love, you know, and that's what it was. And, you know, if I play it again, you know, that's where it is. So that's what it was. It's about finding ice cream.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed the exam and I didn't feel right.
That was Tragedy Is Not What I Am. That was my rock song that I released through the company, you know, my albums like Matters Part 2 and so on. You know, I want to apologize for playing Forever and Through Time twice or three times. I pressed the wrong buttons. But again, it was part of my music library. And it was a joy to make music, you know. It really is. You know, I'm playing some of my rock songs because I'm a pop and rock singer, but I really am into pop. So I hope that you like.
True.
is Why I Fell in Love with You, and that was released long ago. That's my pop side. And here's another one, you know, That Is Why I Fell in Love with You is about love. It's just like the others, you know, the pop songs. Tragedy Is Not What I Am, you know, the rock song that I play, is about overcoming obstacles. And the goal is to be positive, you know, be positive and be good, you know. But to be positive, to be strong, we have to find ourselves. And that's what I had to do constantly in this life, is to overcome obstacles. You can find that on Dove Knight's Spotify. You can go to Deezer. You can go to iTunes and other conglomerates that have my music. And you can listen to all these pop and rock songs. You know? Now, it's about just expressing thyself. Spotify, just go to DoveNight. You can contact me at Dove Needs Love 22 Twitter or at Dove Needs Love 22 at yahoo.com. Now, I am legitimately the songwriter, co-songwriter of all these songs. I'm legitimately a professional singer songwriter. If you have any contact or any questions about my music, please contact me at DoveNeesLove22 Twitter or DoveNeesLove22 at yahoo.com. Now, I don't have a website. I did have websites before, and there's still websites out there. So I want to apologize to you if you want to see my videos on a certain website. But the new album, Dove Night Matters Part 2, is out. Now, I just played Unique because the illustration that we are all who we are, and we should not judge a book by its cover. And that's what it is. In order to be healthier and to be more aware of the life that's on this planet, we need to look at people's inside, not what they look like on the outside, and learn more before we make judgments. Because me as an artist, despite being positive, I was prejudged by my size and the way I act in relation to the environment that I am in. And people didn't understand where I was coming from. And hopefully, through time, because direct experience with people is the most important education that we can learn. And learning that, and thinking through science, which is a philosophy that we are all the same and we need to not make prejudgments. Because, you know, we can believe what we want and we have all our religions and so on. But we need to be kind to each other and respect each other. That's what I believe, you know, as an artist. And that's why I write all these songs. That's my opinion. And I apologize if I come off the deep end. But it's the reason why I talk about that or these situations is related to my music and related to the creative focus as well as the intellectual curiosity that I have. Because I learned a lot just from direct experience with people. And through those experiences, I was able to incorporate in my music. Because I write pop and rock songs, and I am a pop singer. Now, the new song will be out on the new album in 2 to 10 days. So I hope you like that one. But here's another one I made. Hope you like this one.
Thank you.
about trauma. That is released as a single. So I did not put that on the new album. Okay. You know, because I guess I had so much. But that was my rock and roll side. I'm a mixture of disco, pop. Some of my songs are, you can say, pop, rock, rock and roll, but I am a variety. Here's one song. You remember this song I released not too long ago? I hope you remember this one. That was I'm Over You. You know, that's another pop disco song that I made. You know, it's about, you know, overcoming broken relationships. And I'm giving you a hint of the new song, I Want You, that's going to be coming out on an album. It's not going to be released as a single. I just decided to do something different. Here it is. That song is going to be coming out, and, you know, it shows my variety vocally. I sing it in my own unique style. Now, I hope that if you haven't heard my songs or heard me on these podcasts before around the world, Twitter, I am Dub Knight. I've been doing podcasts for several years. I've been making music professionally for several years. I've done demos. I performed all over L.A., especially in Hollywood, the San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles, so all over Los Angeles, so that's where I've been. I have been, you know, a creative person for many, many years, and I am a professional singer-songwriter. I'm legitimately a songwriter. I've been affiliated with BMI for several years, and I am a person of the spoken word and the written word. The written is through the songwriting, the spoken word is through the singing, and doing these podcasts. I have done so much creative projects in my life because it's so much a part of me. But the other part of me is to be an intellectual. I went back to college and I graduated, so that just expanded my interest and my horizons on what I can or cannot do on this planet, because there's so much to learn and do, even through the limitations that I encountered. But I became more positive and healthier through the experience of understanding life. And one of the ways is to open my creativity. And that is why I did pop and rock songs, because I like a variety. I have an interest in just about everything. So that's who I am. That's Dub Knight. I was on Twitter back in October, and I took a break, and I'm back. I actually was supposed to be back in March, but the album's going to come out in 2 to 10 days, and I hope that you can pick it up and listen to it on Spotify, Deezer, and wherever you can get a hold of iTunes. I also done videos on Vivo and so on, so, and it's just part of the creative expression. So it was a joy to be on Twitter tonight, and for everyone who's listening to my podcast. Pardon me, I had to cough, but to those who are listening to me, I thank you very much for listening. And this is my motto with every podcast show I always been on, and I always say, whatever your wish or dream, whatever it is on this planet, may it all come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. And good day, good night, may your higher power bless you all. From Dove Knight.